This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Congress comes back from its summer vacation today, but don't expect much action on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers will do the bare minimum as they wait for the outcome of the November elections, but they do have a lot on their plates, as Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
A few years back, Congress designated September as National Pain Awareness Month. But it looks like lawmakers will be oblivious to pain this month, dodging agonizing decisions like how to avoid the fiscal cliff of expiring tax breaks and automatic spending cuts. Harry Holzer teaches public policy at Georgetown. He says Congress will dawdle, perhaps even during its lame duck session after the election.
So even once you're in the lame duck, the progress might be slow until they get very close to the cliff, or maybe even after January 1st when they start to drive over it.
But there are a few things Congress needs to get done in the 13 days it'll be in session before the election. The Farm Bill expires September 30th. Norm Ornstein is a policy analyst at the American Enterprise Institute. He says there are some political incentives for House Republicans.
You've got a lot of people in farm areas who have tended in the past to vote Republican.
But Ornstein says Congress will probably just agree to short-term drought relief and drag its heels on a full-blown farm bill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.